from Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama makes his case the U.S. is better off. Kenya signs a new security law into effect. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama has defended his policies of the past year during his annual year-end news conference, saying the U.S. economy is improving.
But as a country, we have every right to be proud of what we've accomplished. More jobs, more people insured, a growing economy.
The president also fielded questions on a range of issues, including recent headlines, which included the dramatic shift in U.S. policy toward Cuba, the devastating cyber attack on Sony Pictures, which federal investigators say they have traced back to North Korea, and Mr. Obama's controversial executive action on immigration. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has signed into law a set of security measures that critics say will threaten civil liberties and free speech. With the new legislation, the amount of time terrorism suspects can be detained will be lengthened, and punishments will be imposed on media outlets for distributing material deemed harmful to national security. The ruling Jubilee Coalition has been pushing for the bill as a way to better enable the country to combat a rising threat of terrorism originating mostly from the Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab. Kurdish forces this week said they recaptured a large amount of territory from Islamic State fighters and broke a siege on Sinjat Mountain, where members of the Yazidi minority group had been stranded. Kurdistan Regional Security Council Chief Mosfor Barzani told reporters late Thursday that Kurdish Peshmerga fighters opened a corridor to Sinjar Mountain during a two-day offensive. U.S. airstrikes and airdrops eventually freed thousands of the Yazidis. There's more on these stories at our website, VOA.com. This is VOA News. At his press conference Friday, President Barack Obama also defended his action to move to restore diplomatic relations with Cuba, saying it will give the United States a greater opportunity to have influence with the Cuban government. Mr. Obama said he does not expect changes with Cuba to happen overnight and said it likely will be some time before Congress begins a debate about the possibility of lifting the trade embargo with Cuba. Pakistan has intensified counterterrorism security operations near the border with Afghanistan since Tuesday's school massacre, when militants killed 149 people, most of them children. Ayaz Ghul has a report from Islamabad.
Pakistan observed a third day of national mourning on Friday. Peaceful rallies were organized demanding tougher action against the Islamist Taliban. The militant outfit claimed responsibility for Tuesday's massacre at the army-run school in Peshawar. The deadly school attack prompted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to lift the unofficial moratorium on the death penalty to allow for the execution of people convicted on terrorism charges. The move has angered human rights advocates who are demanding its reversal, reiterating skepticism about the fairness of trial proceedings in Pakistan. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A Korean-American aid worker has been arrested in China and accused of embezzlement and counterfeiting. Peter Han, who is 74, was arrested by Chinese authorities Friday, according to his attorney. The attorney says charges against Han have no merit. Australian police are investigating the deaths of eight children, ages 18 months to 15 years, found stabbed inside a house near the city of Cairns today. Police say a 34-year-old woman found stabbed inside the house is being treated at a hospital. Queensland State Police say the woman is helping them with their investigation. Detective Inspector Bruno Asnikar is a spokesman for the Queensland Police.
We don't have any persons that are formally suspects at the moment. It is very early days. We're speaking to a range of people, and we're speaking to anybody that's even had associations with this family in the last 2 to 3 days.
An independent review has concluded that the United States Secret Service needs an outsider to overhaul what the report describes as an insular agency. It also calls for increasing staffing and improved training. The review recommends that the White House fence be raised by up to 1.5 meters to make it more difficult to climb. An executive summary released Thursday of the highly classified review reveals deep problems at the agency. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.